As I stated a moment ago, the text for today is the gospel reading, the Good Shepherd discourse of Jesus recorded in the Gospel of John, along with these words which come to us from the 21st chapter of John's Gospel. So when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Shepherd my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." So Jesus defines for us in our gospel reading for today what a good shepherd is. Surprisingly enough, it has nothing to do with the normal tasks of shepherding, of making sure the sheep are well protected, making sure the sheep are fed, finding green pasture for them, as that 23rd Psalm talks about, making sure they have water to drink, making sure they are sustained in the basic needs of living. Certainly, making sure that they stay out of trouble, that they don't get into all the nooks and crannies of the mountainous places they had to walk and get stuck. He doesn't mention the tending to the wounds of the sheep, binding them up, healing them. No. He defines the good shepherd in one way and one way only. And that is that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The good shepherd will allow himself to die before he will allow his sheep to die. When the wolves come and attack, Jesus says, the good shepherd goes and fights that wolf, not the hired hand, not the one who really doesn't care, not the one who's not really the shepherd, at least the good shepherd. He runs. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And I got to thinking about that. So the good shepherd dies. He lays down his life for his flock. His flock who knows him, who knows his voice, his flock whose names he knows, who recognize their names when he calls them. What do they do now that the shepherd's dead? What do they do now that the shepherd is gone? What happens to the sheep? I don't know if you've ever thought about that before, but the question struck me this week. What happens to the sheep when the shepherd lays down his life? Well, obviously, in the metaphor that Jesus is using here of shepherd and sheep, we're the sheep. His disciples are the sheep. He's the shepherd, obviously, who has given his life, who has died, but who is not physically around anymore. So what happens to the sheep? What happens to us? The flock now shepherdless, or is it? Well, we know what the original flock did, the disciples. They fell asleep. They went to sleep. And during that sleep, they had dreams. They dreamed about wolves coming to devour them with swords and lanterns and clubs. They dreamed about their shepherd dying and leaving them now. And it was a horrible dream. Their shepherd had died in this dream. He was gone. Now what are they going to do? And then they woke up. It was about 3 days later. They woke up. And they heard his voice again. It was their good shepherd. Their good shepherd who had come back to them, but things weren't the same. They were different. He was different. And then he spoke. And he spoke the words of our text to Peter, to the rest of his disciples, and ultimately to you and me. And the words were these. You heard them three times from the mouth of Jesus himself. Tend my lambs. Shepherd my sheep. Tend my sheep. What do those words say to you? What do the sheep now do that the shepherd is gone? Well, Jesus had a remedy for that, didn't he? He turned to his disciples, to his followers, to you and to me. And he says, you now be the shepherd. You now shepherd one another. You now do all of those things that a good shepherd would do for his flock to one another. Feed them. Take care of them. Protect them. That's Jesus talking about you with someone else right sitting next to you. What do the sheep do when the shepherd is gone? There is only one thing they can do, and that is shepherd one another. And that's what you and I are called upon to do by our Lord today. Shepherd one another. It is as if Jesus is saying, look, I want you now to do for others what I have done for you. And you see, that's what the church is all about. They're to care for one another. They're to show to one another the fruits of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. That's what the sheep do while the shepherd's gone. We hear this from Jesus in Matthew 25 when he says when he returns again, he's going to say to the sheep, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked, you clothed me. That's the sheep being shepherds. This, you see, is our Christian walk. We could talk in theological terms all day long, all we want to. We can sound very knowledgeable. We can sound very well informed. We can have answers to everything. But the fact is, Jesus has called upon each one of us to shepherd each other, to do for them as he did for us. That, you see, is what the sheep do while the shepherd's away. Amen.